Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 27, Rustenburg 37.
In Pretoria, it's Linwood Road westbound. We've got slow-moving traffic at Linwood Ridge and more slow-moving traffic near Galulis. N3 northbound, particularly in the link to the N12 east.
Die Gauteng Departement van Gesondheid sê hy het 'n diensverskaffer aangestel om die wasmasjiene by die Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospitaal te herstel. Dit kom te midde van werknemers wat kommer uitgespreek het oor die swak higieniese toestand by die hospitaal weens gebreekte wasmasjiene. Die departement se woordvoerder, Matale Talimatibia.
The facilities laundry has aging infrastructure which requires an overhaul. In the meantime, we have to keep on servicing the current machinery there. And as such, a service provider has been appointed to carry out repairs on the laundry equipment. Currently, we have 3 tunnel washers that are out of service, only 5 dryers operational.
Die onderwysaktivis Hendrik Makaneta sê korrupsie ondermyn die bestuur van hulpbronne in die onderwyssektor en dus die toekoms van leerders. Hy sê 'n onderrig oor korrupsie en 'n vlekblaasery is landwyd in skole nodig om 'n samelewing te bou wat op deursigtigheid, aanspreeklikheid en etiese leierskap gegrond is. Makaneta sê die stryd teen korrupsie moet begin by onderwys.
Educators should receive the necessary training to deliver these lessons effectively, and schools must collaborate with anti-corruption organizations to access resources and support. We must be mindful of shaping a future where integrity and accountability are deeply embedded in our society.
Die grensbestuursowerheid sê 'n Suid-Afrikaanse taxibestuurder is op die Beitbrug grenspos in Messina Limpopo aangekeer toe hy 25 ongedokumenteerde buitelandse burgers wou insmokkel. 20 kinders tussen die ouderdomme van 5 en 14 wat onwettig onder ongevaarlike omstandighede vervoer is, was deel van die groep. Dit volg op 'n soortgelyke voorval gister by die Limpopo grenspos. Die owerheid is 'n waarnemende kommissaris, Jane Tupana, sê die bestuurder is aangekla en word tans aangehou.
Following standard protocols, the children were handed over to the Zimbabwean Child Welfare Authorities to ensure their safety and care while investigations continue. This operation highlights the BMA's resolve to disrupt criminal networks that exploit vulnerable individuals, particularly children.
In 'n oorlogsmonitorgroep sê Israel het reeds 300 lugaanvalle op Sirië uitgevoer sedert die land se voormalige president Bashar al-Assad gevlug het die afgelope Sondag. Israel het sedert 2011 lugaanvalle in Sirië uitgevoer aan die begin van die land se burgeroorlog. Israel het gister gesê hy het beweerde chemiese wapensfasiliteite aangeval. Ek is die Pinar atop sorry this hour. The Gauteng Department of Health has appointed a service provider to fix washing machines at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital.
Yeah, but why do you guys have to wait until we flag it in the news? I mean, really? Come on. Anyway, it's fixed, or it's being repaired. Thank goodness for that. We also haven't played the Arinel mnemonic yet, so listen out. It's coming up pretty soon. 3,500 rand Arinel voucher up for grabs. When you hear the mnemonic played outside of a commercial break, you know, in the middle of a music mix or something, that's your cue to WhatsApp us with the words Arinel, your name and surname, the name of your nearest Arinel pharmacy. 3,500 rand Arinel voucher could be yours. Full details of that and all the competitions, jackaroundfm.com. Hit the win tab.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.